So we're back here. Basically, yes. We're talking about marriage counseling. Well, what do you think about marriage counseling?
It's needed.
It's needed?
Yes. It's needed not only when you're going through stuff. It's needed to keep you going.
You know, let me just say this first. Make sure that you understand that if you need professional help in your situation, especially if physical abuse is involved, make sure you seek professional help. Google your hotline in your local area and seek help. Okay, because it can turn badly. Marriage counseling. This is how I feel about marriage counseling. I feel like people call on marriage counseling when it's already too late.
Exactly. That's why I said to keep going.
Yeah. So
that's exactly the problem. Mm-hmm. It's when it's late.
It's too late. Right.
Not when you need counseling all the time. Just right. Like you need therapy. To empower yourself. Therapy. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You get it, babe. Get it.
So therapy is something that you use when you just want to feel good. You want to make sure that things are on point. You want to, you know. But using therapy when things have already gone badly often doesn't work. You know, because people tend to tell their stories. You were talking about that earlier today. People tend to tell their stories from their point of pain, their hurt. They tell the story to make the other person look fault.
Bad. Yeah.
They tell the story to point blame fingers at other or the other person. And if you go to a therapy session to do that, it's going to be the most effective way for you to waste money.
Yep.
Basically.
You probably going to come out of that therapy fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have this question here. This person says, my parents are about to divorce. My dad still loves my mom. And she says she still loves him. All right. By the way, okay, let's keep going. If they're about to divorce and they still say they still love each other, chances are somebody doesn't want to hurt the other person's feeling. And it's usually the woman who doesn't want to hurt the man's feeling.
Right.
Okay. Because a man can be vicious. Once things are over, they just go straight like, I don't fuck with her. You know, I'm done with her. You know, they're very, like, they're very vicious. A woman is still, when a woman checks out, they're still trying to protect your feelings. You know, they know that they're not happy. They don't know why they're not happy. But they got to a point where they're filing for divorce. And they say, I still love him. You know, I still love him. I can't say I'm in love with him.
Why did you have to do your mouth like that? It's crazy.
I can't say I'm in love with him. What can you say then?
But I
still
love him.
Yeah. He's the father of my kids. I still had somebody told me that in Long Island last week.
It's possible.
I think it's bullshit.
As the father of your child, your children, you can't hate him.
I agree that one can love the, you know, but the part where they go to anything that comes with butt.
Oh, it's a big old butt. It's
just a big old nasty butt, right? That's actually another lady said that to me. She was like, oh. I said anything that's apology with butt. She was like, yeah, it's just a big old nasty butt. I was like, that's true. It's just big old nasty butt. So yeah, I still love him. But I can't say I'm in love with him. It's basically it's over. That's what it is, okay? But another thing to realize with the woman is when they say it's over now, it just means now.
In the moment.
It just means now, okay?
It's true.
I try to tell people when a man go to that altar and they say I do, they don't necessarily know what the hell they're doing just as well too.
Yep.
But they mean I do because as a man goes out to conquer stuff, to kill, to conquer. So they are going to hold it down for until the wheels actually falls off. If the wheels doesn't fall off, typically men don't file for divorce. Yeah, women,
the thing is,
statistically, women that file for divorce.
Well, men will, they will hold it down, but then doesn't mean they won't be kicking it with somebody out there.
Well, the thing is, holding it down for a man, from an historical standpoint, is holding down the house. Has nothing to do with the intimacy part of the marriage.
But for women... Mm-hmm. You know that intimacy is lacking.
It's deeper. It's deeper for women.
It is deep. It's emotional for women.
For a man is not going to file, typically not go and file for divorce, you know. It's usually sensitive men who go file for divorce. There are men like that too. But statistically speaking, women are the ones that file for most divorces.
And that's anyway. Why you have so that's many sexless marriages. Because they're like, okay, she's not having sex with me. I guess I'll have that extra booty outside.
Right, and they'll never file for divorce. Yeah, they'll just come home.
They're still right there.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you know. So, and a lot of women suffer from men who are like, they're tired all the time too, you know.
Right.
That's horrible too, but, you know, it happens. So, we just kind of like digressed on the I love you, I'm not in love with you stuff. First of all, if a woman tell you that, it's not a big deal, okay? If you make it a big deal, it will become real, okay? If you overreact with like fear and anxiety on that, it will become real. You need to listen beyond those words. There's something else she's trying to say, and she's not saying it, you know? If she's still there in front of you and telling you she's not in love anymore, she is, in fact, in love. She tells you that she hates your guts, she loves you to death. That's what that means.
It's communicating.
Yeah. And you need to not overreact to that and take a deep breath and take the time and listen to what the hell she's trying to say.
Right.
She's trying to say something and you're not listening. You know, women don't lie, men don't listen. They love it when I say that. Anyway.
It's true.
It's true. So she... This is a daughter now, I guess.
Right, a child.
I want them to have counseling, but mom refuses. So mom,
she's not having it.
Is angry. Mom doesn't want counseling, right? Chances are she asked for counseling in the past, and she got taken for granted. And she's like, I've had it. I don't want counseling. I'm not interested.
Right.
She's probably the type that doesn't want to do too much talking either, you know. I don't have many friends and I've been okay with it because I have a happy and stable family. Okay, why do I feel like this person is the person who is the mom who refuses? Maybe the husband who is trying to beg a wife who refuses to go to counseling. Some people do that.
So you think this is the husband staging himself as a child?
Mm. People do that. It's okay. I understand. Either way, it's the same answer we're going to give you, right? All right. So I don't have many friends and I've been okay with it because I had a happy and stable family. I don't want my family to split. So if this is somebody who is pretending, they're speaking for their children. Mm-hmm. People tend to do that too. They want that person, but they don't want to come out and admit that they want that person. Mm-hmm. They want to say it's the children that wants their mother. No, son. The children actually have the mother.
Mm-hmm. It's you that don't. It's you that don't.
You know, we can't get to the bottom of the matter if we don't tell ourselves the truth. You know, if we sugarcoat this stuff for you, it won't help. You know, I don't want my family to split, and all I can do is cry. You really like your children to cry right now, right? Maybe it's the children that's crying. But anyway, the point here that we're making is counseling. Marriage counseling is something that people ask for. Let me tell you the effect of asking a person that shut down on you for marriage counseling. It pushes them away more.
It does.
Okay? If they say sure, then you guys are still in the place where they want to go to marriage counseling. But sometimes... the person who has shut down on you, you want to be sensitive to that. They may just say sure so they can prove you right and give you the reason why they're done. Right? Or you're basically creating a stage for them to get more hungry.
And that would happen.
Did it happen to us? It did. We went to counseling and it was just a platform for her to be more hungry. She was even asking her, like, what do you want to do now? What did you say that day? It was basically the same thing that we've heard before.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I kept telling her, I just want out.
She just want out. She doesn't want to be married anymore. When a person gets to that stage, right, and you now drag them, if you feel like you're dragging a person to counseling, it's probably wrong. Don't do it. Don't go to counseling. It's not going to work.
Maybe you should go by yourself first.
Well, if you really feel like counseling is that helpful, why don't you just go waste that money yourself? But really, in my opinion, it's self-development that you need. You need to use that time on yourself. It's a great time to develop yourself. The best time to develop yourself is in the middle of pain. Okay? In the middle of pain. You know how painful it is for somebody to say they don't love you?
Mm.
That's painful. You know, for somebody it you hurts. Married to say they don't love you. Here's the part that we always miss. The part where you took them for granted before they got there too. That was painful too. That was probably painful for 10 years before that. Right?
That's true.
Before they got there. Whatever made them get there, you know. Because often people would like to say it's a spiritual problem somewhere. Or it's something that they can't control. The bottom line is that this is something you can control. But it starts from controlling yourself.
This is right? true.
And without manipulating others.
Yes.
Okay. Without manipulating others. Because manipulating others is not going to help you. It's only going to make things worse. You may get some quick result. Temporary.
I mean, any good therapist will actually tell you that, why don't you, until you guys are amicable,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pointless and it's going to be a waste of money. Just come dragging.
No, she was
your
so
partner.
She was so good. She told
dragging
me,
your partner to
she,
the, to the, to
she
the
told me straight up
counseling.
That she was one of the people that helped me because she was so real as it gets, you know, because like that, I was over it because she went and said, that's what you got. No. That's what it is. She started talking about separations immediately. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you have situations where people read stuff that encourages them to continue to beg. Why don't you write a letter?
Oh, wow.
Why don't you? But what you do is you get that person hungrier and hungrier and hungrier and hungrier because you're not giving them the space to think. That person has said they need time to work on themselves.
And also, you're creating an expectation for yourself. Now you think that's going to work.
Four.
And when it doesn't work,
you
the next
overreact.
Thing you're going to do is overreact.
And
again,
then you made it worse.
And then you just made
and
it
then
worse.
You're back to square one
10,000 times.
It gets harder. It just gets harder. For every time you make that mistake, it's okay to make that mistake, by the way, to relapse. People, we all do that. I did that.
I mean, you will learn.
Yeah. That. But you can do enough of it to destroy all of it completely. You know,
keep digging that hole.
Yeah, you keep, you know, because the first logical thing to do when you're digging a hole, you find yourself in a hole, is to stop digging. Stop digging.
Well, your brain is telling you.
Yeah, exactly. Let me just keep digging. Maybe I will find the truth at some point. The truth is that you're digging a hole.
Yeah.
Right? So.
That's true.
So, yeah. So, marriage counseling, in my opinion, is something you do when you guys are doing well. Our marriage counseling, believe it or not, is ushered in this video. We learn a lot because when you teach, you learn twice. We learn a lot through this process, okay? And that helps us get better. It becomes a part of who we are.
It checks us. Like all those questions out there.
We still deal with it.
Oh, my God.
We still deal with it on a regular.
It checks us on a, like, you know, mm-hmm. it tells us to be very humble. Like, you better check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Okay. Yes.
Yep. So for you, it may be your church, your pastor, book a time, you know, every 3 months, just go have a conversation, write your questions down and say, hey, I just felt we did this. What do you think about this, pastor? You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not necessarily because the pastor's homes is perfect. Mm-hmm. It's because you have a third person who is in that position to hear you guys out. And you, it's like you're, when you're talking in that spirit, you're learning, you're exchanging ideas, right? You learn.
And
like
you're
that.
Doing it out of love. Not
out,
out
of
when
love.
you had an argument and now you're going to pastor and you're pointing fingers.
Because when
at
you
the
go to
person.
When you go to counseling, when somebody says you've done them wrong, you're taking them there so they can tell you you've done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, but I didn't mean
judged.
To do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be judged. And they're thinking ahead of you too, by the way.
Oh,
they're thinking, oh yeah, we're about to go where they're going to castigate me.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know the word of castigate. I heard it from her.
let's go. It's destroy me time. Well, yeah, let's go.
It's destroy me time. You know what that does? It makes them more hard-headed.
Like,
it makes them hungrier. Mm. It makes them more defensive, basically. They're trying. Because think about it. I don't want to use the word hard-headed or hungrier. This is a person that feels like they're being attacked. The only natural thing for them to do is defend themselves.
Yeah.
So don't put a person that's shut down, that you care for, that you know that they are good on a good day. Don't put them in that position. Don't drag them down to counseling. Work on yourself. Give them the room, the time, the space to work on themselves too. Because if they're not crazy, they know That's I wanted to say evil. I'm being mean. Let me cut him some slacks. Cut her some slacks. But if you're going to be in a phase and you're trying to drag her to counseling, it's too late. You need to use that time to work on yourself. It's not too late to save the marriage.
Yep.
But it's too late for counseling.
And there's a quote out there that says, "Absence makes the heart fonder."
Yeah, yeah, distance. Distance makes the heart fonder.
These things, they work.
Yeah. It's the magnet thing.
It's just that don't have enough patience. Mm-hmm. You feel like, oh, let me just go get our flowers or chocolate. Oh, now she's going to be, you know, be happy to have me back. No, you probably messed up way beyond
that. I know.
The flowers and chocolates is not going to save anything right now. What's going to save is you back off. Because right now you're looking like King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, oh, no, it has to work out right now. No.
Yeah.
Let go.
Mm-hmm.
Let God work on yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I was, when we were going through our crisis, I was tempted a few times to buy gift and things like that.
And didn't you buy, you bought me some chocolate that, guess what?
What?
That was sitting down there for like a year.
Which one was that?
The one you bought me, the basket with the...
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good example.
By the time we made up, so I went to the chocolate, it was expired.
It was expired. Oh, see. This is the thing. I did buy that shortly after everything broke up, right?
Right.
After we broke up. I bought that shortly because I was trying to bribe for sex. Basically, that's what that was. After that, the only time I bought you stuff is on Mother's Day, on your birthday, maybe Christmas, right? Because in my mind, I'm like, I'm determined. She's the mother of my kids. She's blessed for life. If I do well, she's going to be okay. That was me showing up as a man. I continued to do that, you know. But I was tempted in betweens. To maybe she will, I'm human like everybody else. Maybe she will come to her senses, you know?
Yeah, when we made up and I went to the the basket, I was like, I opened it literally like a year after you bought it.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't tell me that
expired.
Part. Yeah, of course it expired. Good for you. But anyway, but you get the point, right?
Well, my point is when you're throwing gift at a person, it doesn't mean
it
they're going to open.
It's imagine if I bought you more and more and more. It will be obvious to you that he's not getting the point. I'm trying to tell him something as he think he can bribe me with gift, you know? But, you know.
Doesn't work.
Gift wasn't my love language too. It wasn't hers too.
It's not my love language.
It would have just been a waste.
I know,
complete
right?
Complete waste. Yep. Some people, if that's their love language, maybe you can get them temporarily.
Maybe maybe you can get them temporarily. It's true.
It's temporary. Right. Yeah, you can go and buy a Chanel bag.
Mm-hmm.
She will still come back that you still offended her.
Uh-huh.
She'll still be hungry.
Yep.
She will love you and like, thank you.
Give me a few
coach
more
bag.
Time.
Yeah. That's so sad. If you do that, that's evil. But anyway.
Wow. Hey.
Well, you get the point, though, right? The point is that counseling is too late when somebody shut off on you. If they shut off on you, take that time as a blessing. Work on yourself. Focus on coaching. Do some self-coaching, some self-development. You can book a time. You can book a time with us here, too. LolaandOla.com/products. You can book a time with us as well. But you know, work on yourself. You can do a personal counseling, like she said. You know, if you know somebody that can counsel you, want to talk to them one-on-one, I did that, you know, one-on-one. You can do that too, you know. She did a lot of personal counseling too, you know. So just make sure at that point in time, God is taking a breather on your relationship, and you probably need it because things were probably so toxic, and things were just going to go extremely bad if you don't get that break, you know?
Actually, I would say that's the time where I actually discovered God, because I thought I was, you know how you feel like, oh, I'm a Christian, you know, I pray, you know, in your comfort zone,
yeah,
when things
just
are rosy.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we don't understand is when things are rosy, you still need to pray. You still need to be connected to God in your relationship.
You need to do counseling.
You need to do counseling. All those things.
When things are good.
After effect.
Right.
No, you don't need after. You need it now, every day. Lifestyle.
Here's another example. When you pray to God, if you wait till something has gone completely wrong before you pray to God, your prayers are all going to be wrong.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah.
But if you pray on a regular day and you focus on gratitude, yes. thank you, your spirit yes. is right, you just want to appreciate God,
yes.
it's the best type of prayer to
it
have.
It is the best type.
But when you get to a place where you have to pray, God, bring her back, bring her back.
That's why you're like, oh my God, he's not even listening to me.
Yeah, because now you're going to say God is not listening
yes,
to you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So take advantage of good times for counseling. When it's too late, chances are it's too late. That's why you're watching this video. Most people that find that video, it's too late. It's not too late to work on yourself.
Yeah.
Work on yourself, build yourself, and let yourself attract that person back. Once they come back, you can now say, let's do some counseling so we can build something stronger.
At least you guys are now aligned.
You guys are the same goal.
You have, yeah, right? You're on
heading
the same team.
Same direction.
Yes. And yeah,
same team.
Yeah, that will last.
If you're not on the same team in person, don't go to counseling with them. That's the point.
Yeah, true. Okay? You can't drag someone yeah. to counseling.
If you haven't had sex in 3 months, absolutely don't go to counseling with the person. Work on yourself. Work on yourself. Let them give you sex first. And let them beg for it too. All right, guys, that's it for now. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Download the book, getmymarriageback.com. Smash the like button. Share this video with people you know will love, like, will benefit from it. And comment your questions below. We'll see you on the next one. And
peace.